2025. It's approximately 10 a.m. or 10:02, and we're here under Hearings Office Case Number 1250111. My name is Hearings Officer Nancy Hockman. This is the time for the hearing, and this hearing is being recorded. Well, it's being held by the Zoom teleconference platform and is being recorded by audio only. The recording will be uploaded to the city's website for the appellant or anybody else who wishes to hear it at a later point. It looks like we have two people in the hearing, and I'm going to ask them to please state and spell their name for the record, starting with Jay Jarmer.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay, perfect. My name is Joshua, J-O-S-H-U-A. Last name Jarmer, J-A-R-M-E-R, and I'm a representative from PBA employed by parking enforcement by the City of Portland.
Thank you. And you're a parking enforcement officer?
Affirmative.
Thank you. And now the person with the phone number, 503-823-8455.
Good morning. My name is Michael Malinsky. That's spelled M-I-C-H. A-E-L-M-O-L-I-N-S-K-Y, and I'm a parking code enforcement officer for the City of Portland.
Thank you. And I believe each of you is here for one case. I'm going to start with 1250111. And for the record, the notice of today's hearing, the appellant requested to receive documents from this case by USPS hard copy mail. The notice of today's hearing was issued on June 16th, and it was sent to the appellant at the address that they provided, which was 4310 Southeast 59th Avenue, B2, Portland, Arizona, 69420. So I don't think that would go to Arizona by today, but it was also sent to the appellant's authorized representative for this case, which was an email address. So I am finding that the appellant had adequate notice of this hearing, so we will continue with it. Again, my name is Hearings Officer Nancy Hockman. I'm a neutral decision maker. I am a city employee, but I do not work for the Bureau of Transportation or for parking enforcement. The hearings officers are charged with independently reviewing the decisions of other city employees to make sure that they comply with the city code. My role is to review the evidence, which includes relevant documents and oral testimony, in order to decide the case. And my authority is limited. The only decision I can make is whether or not the tow was valid. The rules that govern the hearing require that I find a tow valid if all the procedural and notice requirements were met, and the person ordering the tow followed all the relevant rules and procedures. And the appellant should know that the appeal of a ticket or citation must be done through the court and not in the hearing. This is an administrative hearing, so it's not as formal as circuit court, and the decision is made by what's called a preponderance of the evidence, which means the person has to prove their case by slightly over 50%. I'm going to go through the exhibits we have, which are 1 through 14, and which enforcement officer is representing the city in 1250111?
That would be me, Malinsky, Officer Malinsky.
Thank you. Officer Malinsky, do you have any objection to me using any of Exhibits 1 through 14 in making my decision?
I'm not sure. I don't have access to the platform that shows all the exhibits, but I have no problem if I don't know what evidence the appellant submitted other than their comments, but I have no issue with anything they may have sent in.
Okay, and I'll just mention what we have so you don't have access to it. Exhibit 1 is the appellant's form choosing to opt out of receiving notification by email. Exhibit 2 is the request for hearing form. Exhibit 3 is the ARES information. Exhibit 4 is the notice that I mentioned, the notice of today's hearing. Exhibit 5 is participation instructions for Zoom, which were also sent at the same time with the hearing notice. Exhibit 6, the statement of rights and procedures for the hearing. Exhibit 7, an email from the appellant's authorized representative for this hearing. Exhibit 8 is the city's first exhibit. It is the tow report and officer's comments. Exhibit 9 is a citation issued on May 30th, 2025. Exhibit 10 is the photos that were taken time of the citation. Exhibit 11 is the June 3rd, 2025 citation. Exhibit 12 is photos taken with that citation. Exhibit 13 is code sections related to no parking in block. And Exhibit 14 is the other section the city uploaded related to a bike lane. Go ahead. Any objection to any of those exhibits?
No, and just so you are aware, the citation that was issued on the 30th of May, that was issued by another officer. I know they included that, I guess just to give context, but the citation that I issued was the one on the 3rd only, just so you're aware of that.
Thank you for that information. Okay, so now I'm going to go to Exhibit 2, and I'll just say for the appellant's information, what we do in a case when one party or the other does not appear is that we don't default that party. We read the not appearing party's written information into the record as their testimony. So I will do that now for the appellant. In Exhibit 2, the appellant stated the following when asked why they believe the tow is invalid. To the best of my knowledge, neither vehicle was parked illegally, and there would have been no reason to tow them to begin with. It's possible the Mazda, and I realize that's the other case, was parked in a no parking section of the road, but I even spoke with the person whose house it was parked in front of, or someone. The only reason they were both parked in these spots for as long as they were is because each mysteriously broke down, so I was forced to pull over in whatever spot I was able to at the time. I hope the statement is sufficient for these purposes. I will be sure to follow up with a phone call tomorrow, as instructed when I called this office or whatever a few days ago, asking for guidance on how to deal with this ridiculous situation. Thanks for reading. P.S. I might be able to participate electronically, but something, I guess I'll stay posted. And that's the end of the appellant's testimony. And now we'll go to Officer Molinsky for the city's testimony.
They are obviously talking about two situations sort of simultaneously. I believe they're referring to someone's house when they're mentioning the Mazda, because the Ford pickup that I towed was parked in front of an apartment building.
Tell me about the car that you dealt with.
I'm sorry, what?
You can just tell me about the car that you dealt with, the one.
Oh, okay. I was just trying to put those comments into context, because I feel like most of the information there isn't even directly related to the vehicle that I towed. Basically the vehicle that I towed, it had been there at least since the 30th of May. We received a service request on that vehicle on the 30th of May, and the officer issued the citation at 12:02 p.m. It said that it was on SR number 2544. So that vehicle was cited on the 3rd. Pardon me, on the 30th. And then on routine patrol on the 3rd of June, I observed the vehicle was still parked in a bike lane in a no parking in block block face. I went to issue the citation, and then seeing that there was already a citation there from almost four days ago, I issued the tow. As you can see from my photos, the vehicle is parked in an area that is conspicuously posted, no parking in block. I'm going to start referring to the photos using the timestamps, if that makes it easier, so that we know which one specifically I'm referring to. Is that all right?
This is fine.
Okay. So the first photo that's timestamped 8:07 and 42 seconds just shows kind of the wide shot of the no parking this block sign, and then you can see the vehicle further down the block face in that no parking this block, and also blocking the pretty clearly conspicuously painted bike lane. The time stamped 8:07:47 is just a close up of the this no parking this block sign. 8:07:59 is just shows the rear of the vehicle, the plate, and you can also see that it's over the striping of the bike lane. And in front of the vehicle, you can see a yellow sign that has the crossing, shows a pedestrian crossing sign, basically. And underneath that pedestrian crossing sign, you can see it's very small in that photo, but there's another white sign on that same pole. And then the photo that is timestamped 8:08:21 shows that there is another no parking this block sign on that pedestrian crossing sign. So it just gives a little bit, closer view of the second sign. So the vehicle was between two signs that said no parking this block. Then I show the front of the vehicle, and you can see on the left-hand side, and this is the photo that's timestamped 8:08:34. If you look on the left side under the windshield wiper, there is the citation. And then my final photo, 8:09:02, just shows that the citation that was issued on the 30th was still present on the vehicle when I issued the citation on the 3rd. And that had at least that was a contributing factor in ordering the tow, since the vehicle had already been there for 4 days. It was a conspicuously posted no parking this block. It was over a conspicuously painted bike lane. And it had also been a vehicle that we had previously been called on a service request. So with all those factors being in consideration, I feel that the tow is justified.
Thank you. I just have one question for you. This vehicle is still in storage, so I do have to make a decision on the record. And I usually, when somebody's vehicle is still in storage, it means they didn't have the money to get the vehicle out on their own. I know there's a program where the city sometimes can pay for part of the storage, and I don't know what that's limited to when people are living in their vehicle, but I'm wondering if you could tell me a little about that program, who it's for, and if there's any money left in it, if it might be appropriate for this appellant.
Honestly, I don't deal with that in any way at all. In my work, that's not something I'm interacting with at all. I know that if you spoke to the city's tow coordinator, and I believe that person's name is Rich Hoyt, although I'm not even 100% sure about that, they might be able to give you more information. But from what I understand, that may be something that's just exclusively for occupied vehicles, but I can't even speak with certainty on that because I've never interacted with that particular program.
Thank you. And as far as I know, it may be for people who are living in their vehicles and have their vehicle towed as abandoned, so maybe that's why you don't know about it, but thank you. I just wanted to get any information I could to the appellant.
Yeah, like I said, I would follow up with the city's tow coordinator. They would be the person with the best knowledge on that, where that particular program, if it's still available or could apply to this situation.
Thank you. Okay, and I am ready to make my ruling. I am finding that the appellant's vehicle was towed on June 3rd at 9:18 from a location on the public right-of-way, and the third photo on Exhibit 10 does reflect that the vehicle was parked on the side of the road in a bicycle lane on a block with a sign providing that there was no parking on the block. That was in violation of Code 1610050. Therefore, the vehicle was parked in violation of 1620210 and could be towed. I am finding that the features on the sign prohibiting parking do stand out. It has capital letters, large font, contrasting colors. So I am finding it's conspicuously posted. And I'm further finding that the vehicle was likely to interfere with the intended use of the bike lane. And so for those reasons, the vehicle could be towed without notice. The appellant did state that the vehicle broke down, but it was in the same location for 4 days. As the officer just noted, So unfortunately, that's not a in such a short time frame where I might even have any discretion. So the bottom line is that I am finding that the tow is valid. Therefore, the appellant is now on notice that getting the vehicle out of storage is at the appellant's cost. And so the appellant should do that as soon as possible. I will put information about that in my, about the tow coordinator who was mentioned in my written order, but that may not be issued today. And so again, the appellant's on notice to get their vehicle out of storage as soon as possible. This will conclude the hearing and we'll go off the record.